So in many, if not most states, manager-managed LLC is simply the default. And you can form your LLC, and if you want to have managers, just state that in your company agreement. Texas is different. So in Texas, your certificate of formation must state whether or not the LLC will have managers. So that's going to be one of the first decisions you have to make when forming your LLC. Also in Texas, the governing persons of the LLC cannot remain anonymous. So your certificate of formation must state the name and address of all of the initial managers, if your LLC has managers, or all of your initial members, if it's member managed. And forming in another state that does not require this will not help you get around this requirement if you're going to be doing business in Texas, because all foreign LLCs, such as Delaware and Colorado, where you wouldn't have to state this in your certificate of formation, once you register in Texas, there are annual requirements to file your public information reports where this information about all of your governing persons must be disclosed. So some potential management issues. The governing persons of an LLC, whether that's managers or the members, are agents of the LLC for purposes of carrying out its business. So for a member-managed LLC, this agency authority is going to extend to every single member. You can place restrictions in your company agreement on this agency authority, but that's not going to bind third parties that don't have notice of these restrictions.
Yes.
We didn't get a chance to talk about this. And by the way, Shanna and I have agreed we can interrupt each other.
That's right.
So don't mark us down for doing that. But in my practice, I very, very seldom recommend a member-managed LLC. Yeah. And one of the big reasons why is what Shana just mentioned is that you've got a member-managed LLC, all the members can buy in the company.